Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever in the world you are, that greeting applies to you. It is Chef Yeti of Yeti's Kitchen again on a different episode, and this time it's going to be a story time as well as a cook with us episode. So if you're watching this episode on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram, you'd get to see our recipe, our signature recipe of Niger jollof rice and how to cook it. And whilst we're cooking it and when I show you how to cook it, I'll tell you guys a story. So at this point, I'm putting in some oil into the pot, and then I'm chopping up some onions as well. But no point in telling you what's happening on the camera. I'm going to tell you guys about a certain day that I called a certain restaurant. I'd rather not mention any names. I was calling on this day because I really wanted some oxtail with rice and peas. And I'm just asking this question to any Jamaicans out there, or I don't know, who does it belong to? Oxtail with rice and peas, where is that recipe from? Because it's a favorite of mine. And I called up this restaurant on this day asking them that, okay, can I have a large portion of oxtail and rice and peas? And the man over the phone said to me, oh, we don't do large, we do normal. I'm not even going to try and fake the accent. He said, we don't do large, we just do normal. And I'm like, okay. So, okay, I'm pretty hungry right now. I've not eaten all day. So, you know what? I will just order two portions, right? Okay, for the two portions, can I get some extra gravy? And this is my pet peeve. It's been a thing since I was a little child. If you're giving me food and you give me no gravy, I literally would not eat your food. So it's such something I can't help myself with. I know there's some specific cultures out there that just literally eat rice on its own. But if you're from Nigeria, you would understand my plight. I cannot eat rice on its own without any sauce or gravy on it. So I could totally see where the man over the phone was coming from in terms of what's so special about gravy. But on my side, it's just very important as well. And I wanted him to meet me in the middle. So I said to him, okay, for the two portions of rice and peas and oxtail, can I have some extra gravy? And my man said over the phone, he said, no, we don't do that. I'm like, I'm sorry. If I paid for extra gravy, would you be willing to give me extra gravy? He was like, no, we don't do that. I'm like, I don't get it. Okay, so I want a large portion of rice and peas. You said you don't do large, you just do normal. I'm like, okay. So I now said to him, I'll buy two portions. So one portion was $7.99. I said to him, I'll buy two portions, meaning I'm actually willing to spend twice as much just to get one meal. And then I'm like, I want extra gravy. And he told me, you don't do extra gravy. You don't do extra large meals. You don't do extra portions of rice. You don't do anything. And I'm like, seriously, it's really not that deep. So I said to him, okay, can I, for the second portion of rice and peas with oxtail, can I ask that you don't put rice in it? Just give me oxtail and give me gravy, and you still charge me your $7.99 like you were putting rice in it, but you just don't give me any rice. You just give me the oxtail and gravy in the second bowl that you're going to serve the takeaway in. You wouldn't believe it. He said, no, we don't do that. I'm like, I don't understand. I'm asking you to buy food. It's just like ordering a cheeseburger and you say, I don't want any cheese, I don't want any pickles. Imagine if McDonald's says, we don't do that, it must come with pickles. So this is what I mean by, there's so many times, and this is a very genuine question, and it's also a rant and a bant as well with you guys. Let me know in the comment section, am I the only one that actually hesitates to go into Jamaican restaurants to buy food? I'm not trying to cause a tribal war. I'm not trying to cause problems. I'm just saying that I actually do hesitate, because literally they will cuss you out. I'm not saying they, I'm just saying some of them. You walk in and you're literally scared for your life that you might say the wrong thing and you get cussed out. It's either you go in and you say the wrong thing, or maybe you ask for cream soda or ting and you say it in the wrong way and you get cussed. I'm just saying that these are the kind of things that go through my mind, not because I've watched movies, but because this is stuff that's happened to me in the past. But this is a restaurant that, this restaurant I called this time around, is somewhere I bought from before, and I knew that guy was a bit iffy in terms of last time myself and my partner ordered some food, we asked for a spoon, and he goes, we don't do that. We only do forks. Yeah, where are you from? And we said to him, we're from Nigeria. And he goes, yeah, you Nigerians, you like your spoons, don't you? We normally eat with forks. I'm like, what are you trying to say? Are you trying to say we're like dogs that we eat with spoons then? Or what are you trying to say? So it was already, this is like literally the last option left in the whole world of a Jamaican place I'd go to, a Jamaican restaurant I'll go to, because every other place has either failed me customer service wise or the food's not nice enough. So I go to a different place. And then I finally found this place that I like the food, and then customer service is just treading on eggshells, you know. But yeah, my man said to me, no. And right now I'm showing you a video of rice and how to wash your rice, because there's quite a few people that would probably put soap in the water to wash their rice. So I'm just giving you a heads up. This is how you wash rice. Some people don't even wash rice. They just cook the rice like that. But you need to wash your rice. It helps get the starch out of the rice. So back to what I was saying. So this man adamantly said to me he doesn't do extra rice. He doesn't do extra gravy. And then he says, so my lady, what do you want to do? That's what he said. And I'm like, what do you mean, my lady, what you want to do? I said, so far, I've been able to compromise on you don't do large. So I said to you that, no worries, I'll buy two meals then just because I want extra rice. But I've met you halfway, but it would be nice to know you're meeting me halfway. And right now I'm showing you a bit of how to increase your gas. Your gas should always be on medium heat when you're cooking jollof rice. We're not trying to burn the rice to get a smoky flavor. You can always buy the Yeti's Kitchen smoky flavor from our website, www.yetiskitchen.com, and you wouldn't need to burn your rice just to get smoky flavor. This is just giving you a heads up. Forget all that old school thing of burning your rice to get smoky flavor. Put in a bin bag. Some people put bin bags over their jollof rice to give it a smoky flavor, or they put cling film. All that is just trash. There's a better way, and just buy the Yeti's Kitchen smoky flavor, put a tablespoon, and you'll be fine. It's been a pleasure recording this episode with you guys. Let me know in the comment section. Maybe I said the wrong thing. Maybe I didn't ask the right questions with regards to extra gravy. It's your girl, Chef Yeti. It's been a pleasure. Love you guys. Bye.